702.
Refill is on Twitter
at
Mpakanyane.
And make that hashtag weekend breakfast. We're heading on over to the movies now with Gail Edmonds. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Refill.
Oh,
I
live with frogs in my throat. It's such a mess. Especially when I'm in carpeted rooms, as this one is. So inevitably clearing your throat on air and you just think, oh my goodness, yes. The listeners are probably wondering if you've caught the Roro.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. You have to sort of put a disclaimer on.
But Every time.
So we'd be missing out on the superhero movies, obviously, because of the same thing.
And no one wants to release the big budget films now. Everyone's gunning for a in real life IRL release and a big premiere. And so they're pushing out the release dates and pushing them out. So yeah, we certainly are starved.
I know, exactly. Mm. Yeah, so we are totally starved. So anyway, Netflix to the rescue.
Yes.
They have put out The Old Guard, which is co-produced by Charlize and stars Charlize Theron. And it's a team of four immortal warriors. It's based on Greg Rucka's graphic series of comics.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really good fun. I absolutely enjoyed it. It's about 2 hours, just over 2 hours long. And they've already set up the sequel. There's about four in the series, apparently.
Good.
So they've already set up for the second one, which is all signed up and everybody's ready to go. So there's Andy, who's played by Charlize. Then there's three other guys in her team, Booker, Joe, and Nikki, played by Matthias Schoenaerts, a Belgian actor who plays Booker.
Mm.
Then there's a Dutch actor who plays Joe, and an Italian actor who plays Nikki. And they've been alive for a really long time. So by a little bit of investigation, Andy's character possibly could be as old as 3,000 years old or 6,000 years old.
Sure.
So they're pretty old.
Mm.
And they go around the world in a team sort of trying to improve the world. And they are called by a character played by Chiwetel Ejiofor, who you'll remember from 12 Years a Slave.
Mm.
And he says there's a whole lot of children who've been kidnapped, and he sends them to Sudan to get them. But when they get there, it's a trap.
It's a setup. Mm.
And so they realize that someone knows their secret. And they have to find out who it is, and two of them are kidnapped. Anyway, the baddie in this is played by Harry Melling, and the interesting thing about him is that it is the child actor who played Dudley Dursley in the Harry Potter movie.
And
you know, when you look at someone's face and you think, I know that face.
I did exactly that. Yes. And he's a perfect nerdy, geeky villain who wants to do anything and everything in the name of a scientific breakthrough. He really does. He does pretty well in that character. I enjoyed it.
I think he does as well. Megalomania sort of hidden under a desire to change the world. And then, of course, just as all this is happening, a new member of their tribe, so it's a bit of a mystery how it happens,
mm.
but suddenly someone is killed and then they come back to life.
Sure.
And then they are unkillable. And she's a lovely character, Niall. She's a U.S. Marine played by Kiki Layne. And she sort of comes into the mix. And actually, I think there's a lot of really good action sequences. But there's also quite a lot of sort of exploration of what it's like to actually suddenly find yourself in the situation where you're unkillable.
Mm.
And you have to sort of leave your old life behind.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it, and I was very happy to see the final scene that very clearly sets up a sequel.
Yes.
So, and I do think it does fulfill that need. And funnily enough, normally a film like this I would much prefer to see on a big screen. But I managed to watch it on the smaller screen okay.
It works, and I think obviously just in terms of, you know, small and mobile technology, it's become so good, and just the quality of the picture and the quality of the sound, it's really, we've got very, very little to complain about. Unless, yeah, I think it's completely doable to watch an action film these days, even on your phone. Maybe we're that desperate. Maybe I'm that desperate.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, I haven't got that desperate yet, but speak to me in a few months and we're still pushing out release. I sort of draw the line at watching. I remember when the Irishman came out, Martin Scorsese was saying, please don't watch my film on your phone.
Well, I watched it on my laptop and my phone, so take that, Scorsese. You can't tell me what to do. I think it's a fantastic film. I was... I knew going into it that there was a sequel that was being set up. I wasn't sure actually that it was going to be a 4-part one, but I was left a little, I guess I wasn't wanting. It really was a fantastic cliffhanger. I'm not that angry at being left hanging. But in many ways, I kind of, in an emotional level, as someone who'd bought into the story, I was a little sad at the existence that they lived. I wanted them to have just more resources available to them. You can't be 6,000 years old and having saved the world like myriads and myriads of time. And essentially, you're just like couch surfing your way through, helping people out of their predicaments. Because they're doing life, they're doing world-changing interventions. It's not just, plucking a little girl in front of a bus.
No, absolutely. You're right. There's sort of a tragic element to the life they live where although they have each other, they are actually extremely lonely people. And I think the second two characters, Nikki and Joe, at least have a far more, they meet during the Crusades on opposite sides, and they actually are beyond, they're sort of lovers and friends. And so they seem to at least have that bond going through life. But you're absolutely right. There's a tragic element to the way they sort of thirst through life, saving it, but not actually living it.
Yeah. And the rest of the characters or the rest of the actors, how do they acquit themselves as far as the performance on screen? I mean, Shalise is fantastic. I enjoyed Kiki Layne, who I wasn't too affair with.
Yeah, she was very good. She was in If Beale Street Could Talk, but she's not someone who's been around a long time, but I think she did a nice job of that sort of wide-eyed confusion. She's sort of very, very spectacularly killed, and then suddenly is back, and her friends obviously know that she should be dead on the base, but there's that element of suddenly being an outsider from being very part of a team. She suddenly finds that life is gone, so I think she handled that very well. And I think actually the nice thing about this is this international cast are very different people, to show that through the ages, these people had come from all over. The Booker's characters joined in the Napoleonic Wars, and so they all come from different places, and they've so it's quite nice that it wasn't a fully American cast. I think it worked quite well from that perspective as well.
Absolutely. So a big thumbs up there from you, Gail.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so the movie, I enjoyed it quite a lot as well. I am in agreement, I concur. So if you want to check out that Netflix movie, it is a call called The Old Guard, starring Charlize Theron, Kiki Layne, as well as Chiwetel Ejiofor. It's a fantastic, fantastic view. Gail, thanks so much. You and I will catch up again next Sunday as you bring us more movies and things to stream, yeah?
Indeed. Bye.
Looking forward to it. Have a good day. I will do, you too. Really looking forward to it.